But a lot of people don't want principles. They want specific actions and steps that they can take, because then it's easily outlined. But that violates the whole concept of empowerment and helping other people become increasingly independent. So you have to live a little with the disappointment of some people that want immediate satisfactions, immediate quick fix success formulas. They will not work. Let me give a metaphor to illustrate. I heard this story about a speaker that used to hold up a large container. And into that container, he would put all these rocks until it went right up to the top. And then he'd say, "Is it now full?" And everyone would say, "Well, yes." Then he'd reach down in his bag of tricks and he'd pull out all these pebbles and gravel. And then he'd pour a lot of that in until it was just bulging. "Is it now full?" "Yes." Then he'd reach down to his bag of tricks and he'd pull out all the sand. And he'd put that in, shake it, and more sand would go in. By this time, everyone was very aware of this bag of tricks. And he said, "Is it now full?" And everyone would say, "No." He'd pull out the water and fill it up, see? Becoming principle-centered is very much like that. You're dealing with big things, big rocks. But most people have their life full of gravel and sand. It takes all the spaces. So they try to put rocks in it, but there's no place to put it. So instead, they put it on the wall. Or they put it on some card to their desk, or their purse, or their wallet. Because there's already so much there. Those habits is like a thicket deep into that lifestyle. In some way, there has to be an emptying of this vessel. In some way, there has to be like a new start. But that's the way it is. It's filled up. How do you empty so that you can put the big central principles first? Because they're the ones that will dominate the way you think and act and is the true source of your security, wisdom, guidance, and power. See? How do you empty it? What do you do? Well, what did this country do? That is the United States of America do, as an illustration, when it established itself. It too had to form this so-called mission statement. But it had to be the form of a constitution that was the supreme law by which everything would be governed. What did it do? It had to fight a revolutionary war. And it had to go through a very difficult and protracted and contentious at times constitutional convention. And I suggest it's an extremely powerful metaphor or an example of the same process that we must do as individuals and as families and as organizations at any level, not just the overall company or organization, but a division, a department, a work group. It requires us to really get serious about asking the questions, what is it we are about, and what are these principles that we really value, that we can share? The word culture and share are synonymous. Yes?
Doesn't it have to begin, though, with a verbalization, an acceptance, and an understanding of the fact that the old centers don't work?
That's what the Declaration of Independence said.
Right.
You know, that it reached a point where the old alliances would no longer work and small reformations were not sufficient. It took a fundamental declaration of independence and separation. And I think that if a person can come to the point where they're hurting enough by being centered on other things to where they say, "I have had it. I'm not going to stand it anymore." Like some people have done when they got into a significant weight reduction. "I have had it." They stood in the mirror for the last time, jumped up and down and saw everything move in so many directions. "I have had it." or they've been involved in some deteriorating relationship that nevertheless is powerfully influencing the entire culture, and they reach the point of kind of utter disgust. I have had it. I'm going to make a break.